The 2013 Agri-Marketing Conference has now concluded, and we're going to do a little bit of a wrap-up here. I have with me Paul Redditch with FMC, who is the current president of NAMA. And, Paul, we just got a little bit of humor here from Damian Mason. Great way to end this thing.
It was a wonderful way to end this thing. Damian, of course, being a farm boy from Indiana, had some wonderful stories that all of us could relate to, and also make some significant points about those of us in agriculture and how we kind of need to carry our message forward to the non-consuming public, because when there's only about 7% of us that have anything to do with agriculture, there's a lot of other people out there that don't know much about it. So.
Yeah, he told us to go away from here. One of the messages I heard was be proud, be professional, and pass it on to your neighbor.
He did exactly that. So wonderful speaker here to finish things up. But we had a lot of other wonderful speakers as the week went along, and a lot of them in the professional area, some of them helping us strategy-wise think about our businesses and how we operate in different ways. We have, as you know, Chuck, this is the largest attendance that we've had at a NAMA conference since 2000, and our membership is as high as it's been since 2002, so that's very exciting. Things are good in agriculture, but at the same time, we're working to have some really wonderful speakers and programs and opportunity for folks to learn, grow, enjoy, and celebrate.
Well, we almost hit the record number. We weren't very far off of it, you know. So maybe that Sunshine State next year, which will be in Jacksonville for the 2014 NAMA conference, will attract a lot of people. We can really change the trend, if you will, to go away from Kansas City and not see a real decline. So we'll hope for the best. But looking at this year's conference, all the parts of it worked together, worked well, from the student competition, marketing competition, to the trade show and supporting the ABEF and the professional improvement, but and then the networking that we've had here. Just what are some of your thoughts looking at this year's conference on a lot of what you saw or heard from people?
Well, it was wonderful. We had a lot of wonderful committee chairs that did a great job, whether it be working on careers. We had 29 student chapters competed in the student marketing competition, to the programming that we had. The trade show event was a wonderful way to network with each other and learn about other people's businesses, make new connections with folks. So I think it was a really good mix. And membership-wise, I think the members have given me good feedback on their experiences here. We had a lot of first-timers that were here. I know from my own company, we had two individuals that were here for the first time. And anxious to get more feedback from them on how they feel about things after the fact.
So did you... anything that just kind of stuck out for you personally that you really enjoyed or liked or learned?
Well, speaker-wise, there were several speakers that I was interested in. Actually, a whole number of them. Damian here, of course, was fun. I was in an earlier session with him this morning where he spent more time talking and projecting his feelings about trends in agriculture. And I think it's a real challenge for us to look at the non-farm public. We understand agriculture, but most folks do not. It's a huge challenge for us because, as a result, there can be a lot of regulation that we're impacted on when those not involved in agriculture have misconceptions about what we're all about. And so I think I was challenged in a major way in that regard. But personally, one of the things that's really important to me on another topic is the future. And you know how important students and student NAMA and the careers program is for me, because that's our future. We're going to hand off what we're doing today, our vision, to those students. They're going to take our division, adapt it, and make it their own, add their own ideas on how to take agricultural marketing forward in the future. So Agribusiness Education Foundation, in its support of that, having those in agriculture contribute, whether they become Century Club members or whether they contribute financially in other ways. ways so that through scholarships and educational programs through the careers program, we can help prepare these individuals for a successful career is critical for me.
Well, since you mentioned that, I'm going to bring it up here, and that is you had a couple of your folks set up at a table here to record some students singing the national anthem, which is a contest that your company, FMC, is in, I guess, the second year. Year of, and again, to support young people in agriculture.
Do you know, FMC really looked at itself and how we want to be supportive of agriculture in the future, and we've got a lot of new products and services and things like that, but one of the places we wanted to expand was really supporting the youth in agriculture, taking that investing in farming's future one additional level, and so we're in our second year of the National Anthem Singing Contest. There's $25,000 worth of scholarships for agricultural youth, and what we're doing is working with FFA, Studentama, 4-H, AFA, other organizations to encourage those students to videotape themselves either on their iPhones or whatever means, singing the national anthem, and uploading that to our website, which is fmccrop.com. /contest. And then there'll be online voting. Those will all be posted in July. And so for a couple-week period, then all their brothers and uncles and aunts and relatives and friends can vote for them. The top 20 vote-getters will then have their videos presented to a musical panel expert with representatives of those agriculture youth organizations. Final four, we're going to take them and their families to Nashville to do some professional recording, and they'll also be on the RFD TV program that we have. And then the final four back to online voting again. So it's a social media effort. Last year we had 255,000 votes across the program. I'm anticipating that to grow this year. But another way to show youth in agriculture that we're supportive of that and give them some opportunities.
Well, great program, great conference here. We'll just tell everybody to keep their eyes open for the NAMA Fall Conference, which will be in St. Louis, Missouri this year, your hometown area, I guess you would say. So we'll look forward when we get more information on that. So thank you very much, Paul Redditch. He is president this year of the National Agri-Marketing Association. And as you can maybe hear around us, we're closing out the Agri-Marketing Conference here in Kansas City. I'm Chuck Zimmerman.